Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I would like to discuss today relates to this notion which is found amongst many people that on the day of judgment, people shall be called by the name of their mothers. Now, this has arisen because of certain narratives which are found in our hadith books, and our muhaddithun or our scholars of hadith have specified that none of these narratives is reliable, and so therefore they cannot be accepted. On the other hand, we have narratives which are very reliable and which say that people shall be called by the names of their fathers on the day of judgment. Now, as far as these narratives are concerned, which say that people shall be called by the name of their mothers, primarily they are reported by two companions of the Prophet. One of them is Anas ibn Malik, radiyallahu anhu, and the other is Hazrat ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhu. However, unfortunately, the chain of narrations of both these narratives suffers from grave flaws. Now, as far as the first of these narratives is concerned, it is recorded by Suyuti in his La'ali al-Mastuwa fi Ahadith al-Mu'zuwa, and the words of the narrative are, so يُدْعَ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَاءِ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ سَطَرًا مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ, that people shall be called by the names of their mothers, and this shall be a means of the Almighty covering them up. So this is what this narrative says. And one of its narrators is Marwan ibn Muawiyah, who has been subjected to severe criticism by these authorities. And Ibn Hibban, who in his book Al-Majruheen, records about him that he is Munkar al-Hadith. And he further says, يَأْتِي أَنِ السِّقَاتَ الْأَشْيَاءَ الْمَعْضُوعَاتِ, which means that he actually concocts things, fabricates them, and then ascribes them to sound narrators and then reports them. And so therefore, he goes on to say, لا يحل كِتَابَةُ حَدِيثِ إِلَّا عَلَى جِهَةِ التَّعَجُّبِ, that is not allowed that what he narrates should be even recorded, except if one has to record that thing on the basis of amazement. So therefore, this is what Ibn Hibban says. Now, Ibn Adi and Dharakutni also regard him to be Munkarul Hadith, and Asbahani has recorded him in his book on Zu'afa, and Ibn al-Jawzi also has recorded him in his Zu'afa wal-Matrukin. All of these books, of course, relate to very, very weak narrators. So on the basis of this evidence, we can safely say that this narrative also does not have a sound chain of narration. As far as the other narrative is concerned, it is by Abdullah ibn Abbas, and the words are very similar. The words are, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَدْعُ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأُمَّهَاتِهِمْ سَطَرًا مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ, which means, of course, that on the day of judgment, the Prophet is said, Ibn Abbas says that the Prophet is reported to have said, that on the day of judgment, people shall be called by the names of their mothers, and this will be a means of covering them up by God, covering up his servants from God. This will be a means of covering up. So this is what this narrative says. However, again, we have a narrator in this narration whose name is Ishaq bin Bishr, Abu Huzaifa. So, and this person has been regarded as an extremely weak narrator. In fact, not only a weak narrator, he is regarded to be someone who fabricates, who concocts hadith. So Ibn Hibban records about him that kana yada'u al-hadith al-istiqat, that he would fabricate narratives and then ascribe them to sound people. And he again goes on to say, وَيَأْتِي بِمَا لَا أَسْتَلْهُ عَنِ الْأَسْبَاتِ, he would bring forth things from sound narrators that would not exist, would have no basis. Now, as far as the chain of narration of this narrative is concerned, again, it has been subjected to severe criticism by these authorities, and it has been shown that one of its narrators, Ishaq bin Bishr, Abu Huzaifa Ishaq bin Bishr, is an extremely unreliable narrator. So Ibn Hibban says that kana yadar al-hadith al-siqat, that he would concoct hadith and ascribe them to sound people. And similarly, Hafiz Ibn Hajar in his Lisan al-Mizan has recorded Tarakuhu, that people have forsaken him. And he has also recorded the opinion of Ali ibn Madini, who again is a very, very big hadith authority. And he says, the Kazzabahu, Ali ibn Madini, he's also rejected him. So therefore, on the basis of this evidence, we cannot derive anything from this narrative as well. So we can soundly say that both these narratives which say that people shall be called by the names of their mothers on the day of judgment have absolutely no basis. They are weak narratives, and the narrators of these narratives, especially two of them, they are called people who fabricate narratives, who concoct narratives, and so therefore we cannot rely on them. And we can safely say that the fact that people shall be called on the day of judgment by the name of their mothers, this notion has absolutely no basis. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.